Yeah, there's two things that really changed the new bridge. One, the railroad wanted to have 25 feet of clearance above the tracks, which that raised the new bridge up. And also, then we were trying to get rid of that real sharp hump that you couldn't see over and was dangerous to, you know, drive over. The new bridge, so to those two combinations makes the new bridge longer and higher, and that extends the ends of the bridge out. And so we ended up having to close two streets on the west end and one street on the east end to let the approaches of the bridge go out far enough to minimize, you know, that the approach slopes that were on over the bridge. Just kind of as a point of reference, the bottom of the new bridge would be about the what the driving surface was of the old bridge. So then you go in and you add about 3 feet higher, and that's the new driving surface.
Yeah, but it'll be better in the long run for all motorists, will it not?
Correct. This will be a concrete span bridge, so the maintenance will be minimized. The old bridge had steel girders with corrugated metal decking and then asphalt on top of that, and the corrugated metal was rusting out, and then the asphalt would fall through, and that would be the potholes that would form. And we were having to close the bridge several times while the railroad made repairs on that, and then we'd have to fill, you know, patch that in with asphalt.
And whether you can comment or not, but I'm just going to ask this. The city has a contract with the Boone Construction Company. What's happened to that, or is it just being extended because of the delays?
The contract, yes, is staying with Boone Construction. That's the, you know, quickest way to get the project done. There's other avenues to do it, but those would be more long and drawn out process. So they weren't pursued a lot, but there's always that option out there.
So it is just simply extended, basically?
Correct, yes.
We'll come back and wrap things up with the City Administrator Ron Erton. We'll talk about a couple of TMU topics after we get a market report. We're good to go.
Okay.
Still going.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting an echo or something there at first.
Well, I have this speaker up.
Oh.
So I turned it all the way down.
Oh, okay.
And that would let me know that it was recording.
Oh, did it? Yeah.
And I could hear that.
Yeah.
Water plant is next, if you wish.
Okay.
That'd be fine. Here we go. We're going to let Ron Erton now put on a TMU director's hat, and we're going to hear about a couple projects, one of which is out at the water plant. This is still probably in the planning stage, but an upgrade is needed, we understand. That's going to cost a lot of money. Tell us what's in the works.
Right, John. We've got at our water plant, that plant was built back in the 60s, so it's approaching 50 years old. On the outside, on the back side of the building, there's a couple of big basins, look like kind of giant swimming pools with some metal framework inside of them. That's where a lot of the mixing and chemicals are mixed together to treat the water. Those basins are open, exposed to the elements, so there's a lot of freezing and thawing in the winter, rusting, and so the concrete is 50 years old. We're having problems with it spalling, where pieces of it will just fall off. Then the mechanical equipment that's inside those basins, most of that is at least 25 years old. The framework itself's the 50 years old. And that equipment's wearing out and needing to be replaced. And that's a critical part of the water treatment process. If those basins would break down, then we can't treat water at all, and we would just have about a 24-hour supply of water. There's two big mixers, one in each basin, and those are what are getting old. We had one of them quit about a couple weeks ago, and we had to switch to the other one, and we had had that one kind of mothballed because it was making some noise, but we were anticipating replacing it, so we hadn't really replaced it yet, so we had to put it back in service. Fortunately, we were able to get the second one going again, and we are going to go ahead and get both of them up and going to get by till we can make these new upgrades. We're working with an engineering firm now to get preliminary cost estimates for that. Just kind of a budgetary number, which is a little more of a guess right now till we get specific, but we're looking at $2.5 million or so for these upgrades that we're going to have to do. And that was the cause for the we had to do the water rate increase, was to start collecting funds to pay for this, and then eventually we'll have to borrow money also to pay for that those upgrades.
And again, we should probably stress that everything, though, is working as it should right now, Ron, and people can feel sure that they will have water.
Correct. Yes, everything's working, and the crews out there work really hard to get make the best water available.
And so people may wonder, well, why even mess with things if things are working? Well, they don't last forever, do they, Ron?
Right. And one of the things is these pieces of equipment are unique, and if something breaks, a major break, it's not like we just run into the local hardware store or something and buy a piece and put it on. There's actually what they call a 24-month lag time, meaning that from the time we order it, it'll take 24 months for them to manufacture it and deliver it and get it installed. So it takes a lot of planning to get that all coordinated and get that installed in time.
You anticipate making more progress in the planning in 2021 on this?
Yes, we do. We hope to get the preliminary report approved. Then what that report will do is analyze or present a couple of different options, and then we'll select an option to go with, and the engineer then will start preparing plans and specifications for that, and hopefully then we can start getting the equipment ordered and then start working on that 24-month time frame.
And then, of course, when you talk about getting the preliminary plan approved, that's just not the city approval. Isn't there something required through the permitting process, Department of Natural Resources, that many people realize is there but others may not think about?
Correct. Yeah, the DNR, our water plant and our sewer plant, are very heavily regulated by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. The crews send in testing almost daily, weekly, monthly, and to DNR, the test results, to make sure that the water is safe to drink or safe to discharge into the Muddy Creek, both.
And then Speaking of the sewer plant, has the upgrade pretty much been finalized? I know there was a lot of work going on this year.
Yes, it's completed. There's a few what we call punch list items to finish up, but those are getting addressed right now. So that project's pretty much complete then.
But there was something in there that wound up having to have another water line installed, or something that I took it was kind of unexpected because the current water line wasn't sufficient enough to meet the flow of the new equipment, so to speak.
Correct. Initially, we understood that the existing water line to the plant would handle the flow of the water, our water requirements of the new equipment, and then it was determined that it wouldn't. That'll be another project that'll be coming up this summer. We'll be getting a water line and a new water line installed down to the sewer plant. The new line will be a 6-inch water line that will replace an existing 2-inch main.
And that will certainly improve conditions there as well.
Correct.
And just like in our regular household or businesses, sometimes you have the best intentions for a project and then unexpected things just come up.
Right. That's right.
So anything in conclusion, Ron, as you give a state of the city report, how are we doing maybe financially after 6 months of the fiscal year?
The Finance Committee had reviewed the budget at our 6 months mark, and we were looking pretty good. There's some items that are always over for this time of year, but those are items that we pay one time a year, and we've already paid them for the full year, so there'll be no more expenses the rest of the year on that. Other items we knew went over for various reasons, increased volumes in something, which is like we spent more on asphalt rock, which that was because we're making more asphalt, so that's good. But overall, the budget, the department heads have done a really good job of keeping, you know, they watch the budget, keep their expenses down, and don't make those big, you know, purchase items till later in the year when we have a good idea where we're at on our budgets and revenues and everything.
And again, we'll be having another open line in 2021, first quarter of the year, talking about the use tax, the local use tax proposal. I chose to just not do it at this time, but to give a full amount of time on another open line that'll be coming up and announced in the future. And that'll be up on the April ballot.
Yes, we'll have more information, kind of be more prepared and organized to discuss that then.
Certainly. Well, we've used up our time. Any last word today to the citizens of Trenton for the holiday season or beyond?
One thing I want to give a shout out to all of our departments. They've been working really hard. They get out in the cold and the rain, the snow, the mud, the middle of the night or the heat of the day, and didn't work in traffic and lots of dangerous conditions. And they've been doing a really super job and getting projects done and all. And I just want to tell them thank you for that. And I think the citizens would be, you know, they always try to work hard for the community and serve the community. So,
well, I certainly would imagine the staff appreciates those kind words. So, Ron, I thank you very much for coming in to visit with us at KTTN today, and keep that social distancing going, too.
Okay. You too, John.
Have a good day, and that'll do it for this open line on KTTN. So, we're done.
Okay.